and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. I had the opportunity to record a podcast episode with Mike Messner. His Twitter handle is at @MessNer_Mike. He is a sports fan, he is a teacher, and he's amazing at what he does. He also participates in a lot of Twitter chats, so make sure you check out this podcast and learn more about him. We really had fun recording this episode, and I appreciate your support. Thank you, and have an amazing weekend.
So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Mike Messner. I have been in education since 2002. I started off teaching at community colleges, particularly Skyline College in San Bruno, and did that part-time for many years. And while that was going on, I went to San Jose State to get my teaching credential. And I've been a full-time high school teacher at Los Altos High School in Los Altos, California, since 2004.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Some good days have been the ones where I had all of the elements for a lesson, which included, you know, a bell ringer and having kids do individual work, having kids doing group work, having some sort of debrief, having the kids move around a little bit, and not having too many distractions. And looking back at the agenda that I'd set and realized I got through it all. And not only did I get through it all, but I got everybody where I could see the learning going on, either through an exit ticket, or I could see the looks in their eyes, or I could see the work that they'd done. So when I have a plan and I see it fulfilled, that to me is the most satisfying days, or those are the most satisfying days. That and doing one-on-one reviews with kids, or doing review sessions with small groups of kids who really know that they need help and are there to give, to get some, you know, some definite, very measurable assistance.
Yeah, I agree. I love those one-on-one sessions where you can work with students individually, get to know them a little bit more as well, and, you know, have them progress throughout their skills.
Totally. I mean, it's the reason that we get into education really is because we want to help kids. And when we can see that in a really clear and present way, I know that I'm sure you feel the same way. I feel about as fulfilled as I've ever felt in any job I've ever had when that happens.
Yeah, I totally agree. Those are my favorite moments, especially when, you know, you see them smile and you see them feel proud of their work or get really excited about either raising their grade or just showing us that they do understand the content. That always gets me excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the grades are one of those necessary evils, but, you know, the fact that they're learning is the bottom line on it.
Yep. So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So a couple of things come to mind. One is that when I was very early in my career, I didn't understand the amount of help that I could get from my administration. I didn't really understand the dynamic between my administration and the individual teachers. And so as a result of that, I probably got myself into some situations where I isolated myself and I didn't have to. I could have asked for help, but I didn't know that the help was there. So that is one thing that I experienced. Another thing is that you have to realize coming in from an adult world, and in particular in my case, coming in from teaching adults, teaching college, you have to realize that you are coming in where you're dealing with teenagers, you're dealing with kids whose opinions aren't fully developed, whose minds aren't fully developed, whose attitudes aren't fully developed, and you have to realize that it is much more appropriate to be encouraging than it is to be blunt. And it's more helpful to them to be encouraging As long as you're not overtly lying to them, it's more important to build them up and give them confidence. Whereas with an adult, you might not feel like you have to be quite as you have a different level of being candid with an adult than you would be with a child. I don't know if that is making any sense here.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, like of course, when you have students, you want to encourage them and you want to make sure that they're, feel like they're making progress. But I can also understand, that disconnection sometimes between your colleagues or admin that maybe you don't feel like you have that support because you're afraid to ask. But it's important to also realize that, you're not alone and that you should be able to ask for help. I know that I was the same way in my early years that, I was afraid to ask for help and I did a lot on my own. And then I realized at some point that it's okay if I ask for help because we all need it at some point. And it makes you feel better about what you're doing if you have others who are, doing the same thing and understand what you're going through.
Yes. And there's one other thing about that part of it, Susan, which is that you hopefully have people who are easily accessible, who are fellow teachers, or who are teachers who have been through the same kind of experiences you have, not that far removed from what's going on. In my case, I was in a portable in the very back of my campus. And so to seek out help would have meant a major time commitment. I mean, to walk all the way to a colleague's classroom, sit down, break the ice, talk with that person, and then walk all the way back. So with luck, the people that are listening to this, are not going to have that same kind of situation. They're going to have people who are easily accessible and who are willing to help.
Yeah, there's definitely different dynamics for sure. So, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
First of all, know learn the culture of your school. And that sounds like a very kind of nebulous thing, but what I mean in that context is figure out what the dynamics are between administration and faculty. Figure out what the dynamics are between different faculty members. Figure out what the community of that school is expecting. Figure out what your place in that culture is. And it's almost impossible not to find someplace where you fit into that community. Now, sometimes you, when you're new to the profession, you want to take any, opening you can get. And then you realize after a while, okay, this is not for me. I need to go someplace else, either voluntarily or you're told that you need to find some other gig. But I would say learn the culture. And don't be afraid to take advantage of every single resource you have. And in particular, I'd say look for resources on Twitter and on Voxer and in other forms of social media that are not just for social media. In other words, they can be there for professional development and for support. It took me years to discover that world, and I hope it doesn't take your audience that long.
Yeah, there's so much connection out there as long as, we're willing to look for it. And I think that's such a great point, being able to seek it out. Whether it's a colleague at your building or whether it's someone on social media that you feel comfortable with to just ask questions and get that support that way, it makes a huge difference.
It really does. And there's no reason to think that being a beginning teacher has to be a lonely journey. That's not to say it isn't difficult. That's not to say it isn't challenging. It's not to say there aren't going to be some long nights, because there will be. But you don't have to travel that road alone. And so, because you don't have to, there's no reason to try to. I mean, reach for the people who can help you along the way, and you can help each other.
How can people get in contact with you?
Well, the best way is to find me on Twitter, and I'm at Messner underscore Mike, and I'm usually involved in some Twitter chats most evenings of the week, so you can find me there. I'm also on Voxer, and that's at Teacher Mike 72. And I'm can be found in the 4 o'clock faculty chat and also just in regular one-on-one Voxer conversations. That's the best way to find me. And please look me up if you want some perspective or some experience from somebody who's been there and lived to tell the tale.
Thank you so much for being on. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate the work you're doing, Susan. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
No problem. Thank you.